June 2023 marks the 100th anniversary of the St. John Evangelist Roman Catholic Church in Mesopotamia. Parish priest of St. John's Parish, Father Michael Stewart, says they will commemorate their centennial with several activities which will be launched in December.
We have a media launch on the 6th of December, and then on the 11th of December, we have a community concert, and we have invited all the churches in the Marigold Valley to participate, and we're hoping to have this at the new sporting facility in Glenside. All of this would be, of course, continued, and we're hoping that next year there would be a number of activities from January to May. But the immediate concerns would be the media launch, the community concert in December.
The activities will culminate with a Mass on Sunday, June 4th, 2023, which Father Stewart says will be the highlight of the activities.
I think the highlight would be the actual celebrating of the dedication on June the 4th, 2023. And at this, we want to do a profession of faith procession from the Da Costa Bridge to the church in Canaan. Actually, that's where it is, to the church in Canaan. And there we'd have a Mass presided over by His Lordship, Bishop Gerard County. This would be the concluding liturgy. It would also be, I think, our highlight of function, marking the centenary and projecting for the future how we can sustain the church.
Father Stewart said the church has been an indelible part of the Marikwa community over the years.
Because the church has impacted on the Marikwa community, especially in its social programs. And one of the outstanding accomplishments, if I may use such a word, of the church is the Marikwa Secondary School, which is now called St. Joseph's Convent Marikwa. And so the church wants to continue its visibility, its social outreach, and its way of telling the community that Christianity, religion, is not just about preaching or proclaiming words, but by living in very practical and concrete ways the gospel.
Parish priest of St. John's Parish, Father Michael Stewart. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.